Brilliantly.
Thanks a lot to our Brussels correspondent, Stephen Castle. And you heard Stephen mention there how important the result of the French presidential election next year will be to the future of the EU. Well, the race to win that presidency is already underway in earnest. The two main candidates, socialist media darling Ségolène Royal and her right-wing rival Nicolas Sarkozy, have both been tapping opinion on the streets of France for ideas. It's an American way of doing things in what's shaping into an American-style campaign. Logically, then, Radio France International's Nick Champeau went to find out who out of Royal and Sarkozy is the most American.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Does that ring a bell? President John Fitzgerald Kennedy's inaugural address, 1961. Pretty obvious. But you also get points if you said Ségolène Royal, Mel Town Hall, Poitou-Charentes, France, 17th of November 2006. Following her landslide victory, Royal said she would carry on her participatory campaign. Get together and ask what you can do for your country, she said. Wearing her trademark white suit, Royal called on every French citizen who has proposals to make for France to get in touch with her team, because citizens, she believes, are the best experts. Joseph Small Hoover is president of the French branch of the Democrats Abroad organization. He says Royal's strategy is very American.
We've seen in the Socialist Party over the last few months an enormous push to get new members, broadening the base, and now going out and saying, you know, we're going to talk to the people. Sounds like town meetings a la Clinton, for instance, and the way that lots of other politicians in the United States, particularly on the Democratic side, but also on the Republican side, have been going for years. Let's hear what the people have to say. The candidates will tell you that that contact on a daily basis in a very intense situation with people who are asking difficult questions is very, very informative.
In the meantime, citizens are also flattered. They feel important again.
Absolutely. Having someone of a national stature come by and wants to hear what you have to say and isn't simply going to give you the answer, that's a real big difference.
Royal's main rival, Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy, is also enthusiastic about the U.S., Although his command of the English language is not very good, he has made several trips to Washington as Interior and Finance Minister. Sarkozy has organized U.S.-style multi-million euro rallies. He has also hired people from the Boston Consultancy Group to help his UMP party organize efficient brainstorming sessions.
He's been doing focus groups. He's been approaching it from a very... Well, not that they're not professional politicians, but a much more professional, much more organized, a very, in a certain sense, very scientific way. Looking at the opinion polls, seeing what people are really worried about, and then also being very careful to scientifically, it would appear, approach the media.
And that's American.
Absolutely. I think some of the best American politicians know very well how to use the media to their own advantage. I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but if you know how to make sure that you're on the front page of the paper every day, if you know how to make sure that you're on the first two to 5 minutes of the evening news at 8 o'clock, that will help you keep you in the mind of the voters. Hopefully positively, not always, but as they say, any publicity is better than no publicity whatsoever.
Ségolène Royal is also a media-savvy politician who certainly knows how to smile whenever cameras are around. Now, are there any U.S. politicians who can be affiliated to Sarkozy or Royal? Joseph Smallhoover isn't too sure about Sarkozy, but he says Hillary Clinton, Bill's wife, and Ségolène Royal, the partner of the Socialist Party Secretary General François Hollande, have a lot in common.
Both of them have, as life companions, a very powerful political figure who, in their own right. Both of them are clearly independent-thinking women. Both of them are women, which is a novelty in both societies. On policy grounds, I think it's way too early to talk about that, but there is one thing that I think is key for both of them, and that is they don't necessarily toe the party line. Hillary Clinton, she's not a big L liberal at all. She's an independent thinker. Ségolène Royal is doing very much the same thing, a revolution. She hasn't said that she won't respect the Socialist Party's platform, but she has said that we should go out and listen to the people to hear what they have to say as possible solutions for the problems. Well, that kind of says to me, well, we did this platform, it's really nice, but it's a platform.
Joseph Smallhoover, president of the French branch of the Democrats Abroad organization. Royale is the first ever woman presidential candidate who has a strong chance of winning the election in France. Unlike Sarkozy, she recently made the front page of Time magazine. But being too American can have downfalls. When Sarkozy had his picture taken with U.S. President George W. Bush last September, he may have actually lost votes. Paris, Nick Champeau, RFI.